There's an explosion in charter schools. Orange County has 32 applications for new charter schools, and that's Florida's goal right now, is to create a marketplace of education. And charter schools are key to that because Republicans do not like monopolies, and they particularly don't like government monopolies, and they consider public schools a government monopoly, and so they're not responsive. And so how can they create competition for public schools, you know, outside of the Trinity preps? And hence we have charter schools.
There's a lot of debate right now about the role of these charter schools in education. Orange County's own elected school board chair, Bill Sublette, says the district has been tarred by charters because they get low performance grades. And there are others like yourself, though, who see this as kind of a good development, the charter schools themselves. This is something, an idea that needs to be refined. So how do you strike that balance in the education system?
Well, there is a balance there. Bill Sublette's frustration is that the state does not think that wants to lessen the control school districts have over charter schools, because charter schools are a competitor with the school district. So you're having one competitor oversee their competition. And so they're trying to loosen their ability to keep them out and to regulate them. But then on the other hand, the school districts will have these failing charter schools inside their boundaries, and they you know, have reduced power to do anything about that.
Why do you think charter schools are getting those failing grades?
Well, charter schools take on the hardest students, low-income kids. And that's how the whole movement began, was to give low-income parents a choice if they weren't happy with their local public school. That is one thing that they're dealing with. But a lot of public schools have been able to make progress, you know, with these kids. And the reason is they have more resources, and I think the regular public schools tend to have more experienced teachers, and because they offer better salaries and more benefits, and so good teachers would tend to gravitate towards public schools. Now, by getting rid of tenure and all these other things that they're doing, the legislature's doing, maybe they're trying to even that playing field a little bit and direct more teachers towards charter schools.
Come back to me, though, with that thought about sometimes you see the public schools doing better with the students that are having more challenges placed in front of them for a variety of reasons. So haven't you just made the case for public schools over charters there?
I suppose I have in a way, but there are some charter schools who do quite well with kids. And with charter schools, you get a little more freedom to operate, and so you get different approaches and different ways of reaching kids. And so, you know, there's more than one way to teach a kid. And so creating this sort of petri dish of education, you know, they hope that they come up with, you know, different models and different ways to reach different kids and create more individual plans for each kid rather than them all sticking the same model. But, you know, that's the theory, and I think it's going to take a while to get there.